that time Jesus came from Nazareth
in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and the angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." There's a saying that goes, "First things first," which is to say what is important is or should be at the beginning. So it follows that if you hear someone speak, it's good to pay attention to what comes first because it will tell you what is most important to the speaker. In our text today, there are a number of remarkable events. After his baptism and temptation, Jesus begins his ministry. And he says, "The time has come. The kingdom of God has come near." And then Jesus gives his first command, his first instruction to all who will listen. "Repent and believe the good news." As I reflected on this text, I wondered, why repent and believe? Could it not be something else? Why not have a daily quiet time and believe? Why not don't steal office supplies and believe? Or simply believe. But it is not something else, and the command to repent comes before the command to believe. If we have any doubt about the importance of repentance, Jesus' first command in Matthew is also to repent. It would seem that repentance, which means to turn back, either precedes belief or that somehow the two are inseparable. But how can this be? Well, Jesus compares life to traveling along a road, one narrow and one wide. You can be on one road or the other, but not both. And this seems self-apparent. If you leave Boston heading west, you can be on the Mass Pike. You can also leave Boston heading north on I-93, but you can't be on both at the same time. The roads lead to different places, and if you change your destination, you need to turn back or repent, so to speak. So in the same way, to travel along God's way, to believe and to put our trust in the good news of Jesus, we must first turn back from the ways in our own lives that lead us astray. One cannot travel along our own path and God's path at the same time. To believe, then, one must first repent, and it is not easy. There is a momentum to our choices, and our hearts will justify ourselves along the way. Choose to be angry and bitter one time, and it is easier to be bitter and spiteful the next time that someone offends us. And yet, if we choose with God's help to be kind and patient, hard as it is, and even if it is undeserved, God's light will shine in us more brightly the next time. Turn back from our sinful way, and God will lead us into the way of faith. Let me share a story from my own life. When I was 6 years old, our family needed to relocate for a year to North Carolina. My parents had just bought a new house, and rather than renting it out, they asked the local Chinese church if anyone could use it while we were away. An older couple accepted, and they were seemingly devout believers because they constantly badgered my parents to bring our family to church. I won't go into details now, but suffice it to say that during that year, they abused my parents' trust. They broke our TV, damaged our bikes, left our house in a filthy state. They also refused to help our family out financially and used the money they saved that year to buy a house a few streets over. I never saw the inside of that house because they never invited us over. Years later, my brother and I were sitting in the living room and the doorbell rang, and it was the man who had wronged us years earlier. He mumbled a few words and stuffed an envelope into my brother's hands filled with cash, thousands of dollars probably, to give to our father. That night when my father came home, he took the envelope and to my surprise, he ran off. When my father came back home shortly after, I asked him what happened. He said, in front of God, I forgave him and I gave him the money back. Now, at that time, I was not a believer, but I remembered this incident. Years later, when I, in college, became a Christian, a follower of Christ in college, I finally realized what had happened. That man had repented, bless his soul. But now, as a believer, I also realized that I needed to repent. For years, this man, this couple, personified Christianity for me. Christians were hypocrites of the worst sort, and I hated them. And yet here I was now, in college, a Christian, and I could not live up to my own standards, never mind God's. I too had to turn back from my way and give up my anger and self-righteousness and somehow replace it with humility and compassion. It was not easy. It is still not easy. I have work to do. God still has work to do in me. As we look forward to Easter, we do look forward to the time when we will celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. We will celebrate his defeat of death and sin. But in this season of Lent, let us first look inward and pray for the Holy Spirit to convict us of our own sin. And let us spend time to obey what he first commanded. Turn back from our own way. Repent so that we can truly believe and trust in him. May it be so. Now let us take a moment.